Thank you so much for joining us again today for the Word for Life radio ministry. Last time we were together, I was interviewing a gentleman by the name of Rick Benson. He is the founder and director of 37 Ranch, or 777 Ranch, out in Utah. And Rick, you were sharing with us how that God had led you to a camp out in California, Camp Ironwood, and you were married, had a couple of children there, and there was a young single teacher that the Lord was bringing out for various camp ministries, things like that, and even had a ministry to your children.
Yes, she did.
Helping them with camp ministry, things like that. You had no clue that a year later your wife would die.
No idea at all that would happen. It was a sudden death and not a long, prolonged illness or anything like that.
So the Lord then began to pull some strings and make arrangements for the next mother for your children, so to speak.
And, yes.
And tell us that story.
Well, of course, after we'd gone through the grieving process and the loss and so forth.
Right.
And as time went on, I began to realize that I needed a wife. I needed a mother for my children. I was lonely. That whole thing that, oh, yeah, that happens to a widower.
Right.
And so while I was there a couple of years before that, I realized that there was a young man I was working with, teaching him, and he told me that he had asked this girl, Marcia, to marry him.
Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't know the names of all the young ladies there at the camp, and so I thought he had asked Jenny to marry him.
Oh, okay.
and I thought, well, finally someone got smart. That's the sharpest gal there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I found out that that is not the girl that he asked to marry. And you make these funny statements, and I said, well, if I was single, that's the girl I'd be interested in.
Sure.
Why wouldn't you be interested in her?
Right, right.
So when I became single because of that problem, God reminded me of that.
Isn't that interesting?
And I hadn't seen her for a long time, and of course had never thought of her as a potential wife for me.
Right, right.
And she was a Christian school teacher, so we were having a conference for teachers.
Oh, yeah.
And she came up, and once I saw her, I knew that God had planned her for my wife. And I didn't know it, but she was thinking the same thing.
Isn't that interesting? Now, was she interested in horses and all that kind of thing?
She had had some when she was a child,
okay,
but was not actively involved in horsemanship at all.
Right, right.
Just very interested in ministry.
Okay. Whether it be Christian school teaching or working at a camp,
exactly,
along your side, or starting a new ministry.
Right.
Right.
Right. And she's been a great helpmeet for me. We've been married now 34 years.
Right, exactly. And so just to be able to watch the Lord give you three more children,
yes,
you know, with her, and what a blessing that they are. Now, in your present ministry, are any of those children working with you?
Yes, I have a daughter that's 29 years old. Her name is Katie,
uh-huh,
and she is still single, but very involved in our ministry, both with teaching horsemanship to the beginner kids and adults.
Okay.
And does all of our media stuff, you know, all our advertising, websites. And then takes care of all the stuff on the phone. People phone in to register for camp. All of those things, mm-hmm, very, very, mm-hmm, helpful to us in those areas.
Right.
And then I have a son, Brad, that is 32 years old.
Okay.
And he helps us. We do some farming. We also raise cattle.
Right.
And so he handles those aspects of the ministry.
Right.
And then many times we have young people come in to work alongside of him.
Oh, okay.
And then he does also help us teach horsemanship as well.
Now, do you have internships at the camp?
We do, and mm-hmm, particularly for young people that are interested in the style of camp ministry that we have.
Yes, right.
And so, yes, they come in, and then they can learn better horsemanship. They may be teaching kids one week and moving cattle the next,
right,
horseback in the mountains or something like that,
whatever
they need,
right,
to do. And then they need to be in a spiritual condition that they could also be a camp counselor.
Right, exactly.
When that is needed.
Yeah. And those internships last how long?
They're usually for the summer.
Okay.
We are looking towards possibly a longer situation,
uh-huh,
for that with young people.
15 months?
Yeah, something.
Two summer?
Yeah, something like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as you have those camps that you're holding, do you actually have preaching times, or how do you share the gospel?
In the kids' camps, we have a chapel service every morning.
Okay.
And then another one every evening.
Okay.
And so that goes on throughout the whole week that they're there.
Right, right. Then let's say adults want to come. Is it basically lifestyle that they see, or are there times to share Christ, or how's that work?
Yes, we do some special adult-type camps. Many times they're more interested in just riding the trails in the beautiful country of Utah.
Gotcha.
And so when they come, I bring in a man from Texas that is a very good singer.
Oh.
And so he will sit around the campfire at night, play his guitar, sing some cowboy songs and some gospel songs, and then begin to give his testimony of salvation.
Okay.
And what happens throughout the week is, and we have to load horses up and haul them every day to go to these different spots to ride.
To ride, yeah.
And these folks begin to open up about their lives, troubles that are in their lives.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe their spiritual background, their church background, or lack of it.
Right, right.
And begin to ask questions. And throughout the years, we have seen some really wonderful things that God has done in the lives of these adults while they're there.
Just as they begin to get comfortable with you and your staff.
Right.
Yeah.
And usually they want to return. And that gives us another opportunity to work with them on a spiritual plane.
Is there anything that you send these people on a monthly basis that might be a spiritual connection with them?
We have something that's called the Three Sevens Ranch Letter.
Okay.
Ranch Report. And that goes out periodically.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing my daughter does, keeps things up on Facebook that's going on at the ranch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so we do that. And then my wife does another small note thing that she writes the pertinent things that are happening at the ranch.
Okay.
And sends that out to folks, too.
Right. Now, I think you also have a church in the area.
We do. In our little town of Farron, Utah, we have a Baptist church.
Okay.
And currently, we don't have a pastor, and so that responsibility falls to me. And so right now, I'm doing the preaching there and handling that.
So that would definitely be a prayer request that the folks that are listening to this broadcast could say, well, I can pray about that for a pastor to come out and help.
Certainly is. And that opportunity is available to someone that wants to come to the West.
Right.
In a small rural ranching and coal mining community.
Sure. Yeah.
And rebuild this church and reach into that community and see folks there accept Christ as their Savior.
Coal mining. I hadn't heard that before.
Yes, lots of coal mines, and that's the primary industry where we are.
Okay, okay.
The ranching is kind of secondary.
But, I see. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's kind of like West Virginia.
A bit, yes.
And has the coal industry kind of taken a hit in the last couple of years?
It has, but it's beginning to pick back up, and we have a large coal-fired power plant near us, too.
I see. Okay. So how long have you had a church there?
That church has been here over 30 years. I've been in the community there and started the camp 21 years ago.
Okay, so it's not on your property?
It is not. It's in the middle of town.
Okay. So as you consider then the need for a pastor, it'd be somebody that would probably need to work a part-time job and...
Yes, we do have housing facility, and we do offer some salary.
Okay.
But he may need either support or... be able to work some.
Right. I remember going out to a place called Red Cliff Bible Camp in Pinedale, Wyoming, and been speaking out there for 28 years. And first time I took my youngest son out, he just couldn't get his eyes off the mountains and plains and all the wild horses that BLM owned and all that kind of stuff. And he said, Dad, he said, man, now this is a place I want to be. He wound up in Brazil, but did his honeymoon out there, and that was really a neat experience. Worked for a couple of years at the camp. So working at a camp, is that something that anybody listening to our broadcast, if they might have an interest in being a camp counselor for a summer, do you have needs for that?
We certainly do. We need a couple of men counselors and a couple of women counselors, too.
Okay.
So there's always that opportunity for us. And just need to be willing to sleep in the cabin with the kids.
Sure, yeah.
And be ready to answer their questions from a biblical standpoint.
Give us the address that they could contact you.
The email type address.
Email or web page or whatever you've got. Yeah.
Our web page is 777ranch.org.
Oh, that's simple.
Very simple.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, 777ranch.org.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anybody that might be interested in that could begin to pray about that as a possibility.
Yes, and communicate with us.
Yeah.
Talk to us. And on that website will be our phone numbers and our mailing address and email address and all of those things.
And I'm sure pictures and all that type of thing.
All kinds of pictures.
Right, right.
And the dates and so forth of our up-and-coming camps.
So they'd have to own a pair of cowboy boots if they came?
Oh, that would help.
Yeah, all right. As you consider the future, do you have any future plans that you're asking the Lord about as far as expansion of ministry or any type of things that we can join you in prayer about?
Yes, what's happening right now is that because of the magazine article and the advertising we had done, our camps are growing.
Okay.
And one of our biggest need is the right personnel, both summer-type staff and then down the road full-time staff.
Okay.
To help us to staff the growing ministry that we have there.
And it would really be best if they had horsemanship in their background, wouldn't it?
Some folks would need that to supply some of the needs we have. Other folks wouldn't necessarily need that.
Oh, okay.
If they had work in the kitchen aspect of it, the grounds aspect of it, the farming aspect of it. Oh, okay. And so some of those needs aren't necessarily horse-related.
Right, right. So we could actually say there might be eventually a full-time position for somebody who's called into ministry but doesn't want to preach.
Exactly. Exactly.
But would be support staff for the evangelism ministry in this unique way.
Yes.
You know, Rick, that's the neat thing about this ministry. It just illustrates that you don't have to be called to preach to be able to serve the Lord. And as we wrap up this broadcast, just a great reminder for us that whatever is in your hand, give it to God and let him use it. Any last thoughts?
Yes, with what you said there, God has given each one of us different talents.
Yes.
And you may say, well, I'm not a preacher, I'm not an evangelist, and so how can I serve God? He has given you unique talents.
Right.
And so, again, whatever's in your hand, give it to him and use it for him.
Right. Well, folks, let God lead you. God will give you peace in the center of his will. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you in an awesome way.